were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
Romeine 5 sê, toe ek so 'n krag was, maar op die regte tyd het die Here vir ons gesterwe.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christus,
died,
het gesterwe
on a cross,
op die kruis,
for you,
vir ek en u.
If it was today,
as het vandag was,
we would have said that Jesus was hanged. He was hung on a rope for you.
Dan sal ons gesê Jesus het aan die tou gehang.
Or we would have said he was executed by firing squad.
Of ons sal sê hy is doodgemaak deur 'n
or
ja, vier peloton.
Ja. Vier wat?
Vier peloton.
Yes, vier peloton.
Ja, firing squad.
Ja. Or we would have said Jesus was put in the electric chair for us.
Of ons sal sê Jesus was in 'n elektriese stoel gesit vir ons.
Hey.
Hey.
So
the
story starts when God sent his son into this world. And his son Jesus was born to a virgin.
Verhaal begin toe hier God sy seun Jesus in hierdie wêreld ingestuur het deur 'n maag.
Can you imagine a girl who has never had sex before comes up one day and says, I am pregnant?
Kan jy indink 'n dogter wat nog nooit van tevore gemeenskap gehad het die dag op en sê ek is swanger?
Hey. And her mother asks her, how did you become pregnant? And she says, the Holy Spirit made me pregnant.
En haar moeder vra, hoe het jy swanger geword? En sy antwoord, die Heilige Gees het my swanger gemaak.
Wow!
Wow!
So when Jesus came, he preached many powerful things.
Toe Jesus gekom het, het hy baie kragtige dinge gepreek.
One of the things he said is that I am the way. When he grew up and he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, he started preaching, and he preached what no one has ever preached before.
Toe Jesus opgegroei het en hy groter geword het, het hy begin te preek wat niemand van tevore ooit al gepreek het nie.
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one, including the richest man, Americans, South Africans, Africans, Nigerians, nobody, white, black, yellow, red, presidents, vice presidents, every religion, no one can go to the Father unless he comes through Jesus.
Jesus sê, ek is die weg, ek is die waarheid, en ek is die lewe. Niemand gaan na die Vader, of jy wit, pers, pink, of swart is nie, of jy president is. Niemand gaan na die Vader, behalwe deur die Seun nie.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many politicians want to change the Christian gospel to make it that there are many ways. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except he comes through me.
Baie politikuste vir hierdie evangelie verander. Hulle wil sê daar's baie maniere om in die hemel in te kom. Maar Jesus sê, ek is die weg, ek is die waarheid, ek is die lewe. Niemand kom na die Vader behalwe deur my nie.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You cannot change the word of God.
Jy kan nie die woord van die Here verander nie.
If you are the way, you should have said you are the way.
As jy die weg is, dan moet jy gesê dat jy is die weg.
Yes. But Jesus said, I'm the way.
Maar Jesus sê, ek is die weg.
Jesus said, I am the door.
Jesus sê, ek is die deur.
How many want to know the door that leads to heaven? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
Jesus said, ek is die goeie herder.
want to follow the good shepherd or do you want to follow the good hunter?
Wil jy die goeie herder volg of wil jy hom volg wat die skape aanval?
Do you want to follow the good shepherd or do you want to follow the good butcher?
Wil jy die goeie herder volg of wil jy die goeie slachter volg?
Which one do you want? Good shepherd or good butcher?
Wil jy die goeie herder of die goeie slachter?
Hey. Now Jesus was different from everybody because he also healed the sick.
Jesus was verskillend van elkeen want hy het die siekes gesond gemaak.
Even up till today, the miracles of Jesus are still necessary today.
Tot vandag toe is die wonderwerke van Jesus nog net so noodsaaklik.
He healed the blind.
Hy maak die blinde gesond.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Fantastisch.
One day I met the famous singer Stevie Wonder. Do you know Stevie Wonder?
Eendag het ek die bekende sanger Stevie Wonder gehoor. Moet ken jy Stevie Wonder?
I just called to say I love you. That guy. Yeah. And you know, he's so famous because he's blind and he plays the piano and he sings.
Hy is so bekend, hy is blind, maar hy speel die keyboard en hy sing.
So I asked him,
en ek vra hom,
how did you become blind?
Hoe het jy blind geword?
And he said, since I was a baby.
Hy sê, vandat ek 'n babietjie was.
And I was thinking,
en ek het gedink,
all the money in America,
al die geld in Amerika,
all the doctors in America,
al die dokters in Amerika,
all the science and everything they have,
al die tekens en alles wat hulle het,
has not been able to cure this millionaire singer.
As nie in staat om hierdie miljonair singer te genees nie.
But when Jesus was walking on the dusty roads,
maar toe Jesus op die stofstrate,
passing by Jericho, he met a man called blind Bartimaeus, who had the same problem as Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
He was blind from when he was born. And Jesus said, what do you want? And he said, I want to see. And Jesus said, be opened.
He
opened. And suddenly, blind Bartimaeus' eyes were open and he could see. Tonight, Jesus is the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He will heal you tonight and he will open your eyes. Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look, Jesus was, you know, when we say Jehovah Rapha, it means God the healer. Jesus is a specialist. Like this doctor here, stand up. This is a specialist. But he's a specialist of only x-rays.
Dr. Ogu is a specialist van x-rays.
Radiologist.
Radiologo.
So if a woman comes with woman's sicknesses, he will say, what will you say? Go and see the gynecologist.
Wanneer vrouwen komen met vrouwelijke ziektes, dan gaan hij hulle verder verwijs.
If a person like blind Bartimaeus comes, what will you say?
I will refer the person to the ophthalmologist.
Wanneer blinde Bartimaeus komen, gaat hij hem ook verder verwijs.
Ophthalmologist. Ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist. Naar oogkundige toe.
Hey. Be careful. If a paralyzed person comes, where will you send the person?
I'll send him to the orthopedic surgeon or the neurosurgeon.
Ek sal hom verder verwys as 'n verlamde persoon kom na die orthopediese persoon.
Hallelujah. But Jesus Whatever department your sickness is,
Jesus maakt niet saak in wat het departement jouw ziekte is nie.
He was able to heal every department.
Hij is in staat om elke departement te genezen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But even Jesus was able to heal. Doctor, if a person comes and the person is dead, which doctor will you send him to?
I will not send him to any doctor. I will send him to the mortuary for them to keep him. The pathologists at the mortuary, they will die.
What is the name of a doctor of the dead bodies?
A pathologist.
Pathologist.
Ik zal hem sturen naar een patholoog toe.
Hey! When Jesus saw a dead, Jairus' daughter was dead, he did not send the daughter to the pathologist. He said, everybody out. Everybody out.
Toen Jairus' dochter afgestorven, heeft Jezus haar niet verwijst naar patholoog niet, maar heeft gezegd, allemaal
hey!
Hey!
Come. Lie down, die.
Lay
on the ground. Hey! When Jesus saw Jairus' daughter,
toen Jesus Jairus' dochter gezien heeft,
he came to her,
het naar haar gegaan,
and he said,
en hij gezegd,
young lady,
jong dochter,
I say unto you,
ik zeg voor jou,
arise!
Stand up!
Arise!
Stand up!
Arise!
Stand up!
Pathologist for you.
Geen patholoog voor jou nie.
Tonight,
vanavond,
whatever is dead in your life will rise today.
Wat ook al dood is in jouw leven zal vandaag opstaan.
Now, after Jesus preached and healed,
na Jesus gepreek het en mensen gezond gemaakt heeft,
his disciple Judas,
zijn disciple Judas,
betrayed him.
Het hem verraai.
And sold him for 30 pieces of silver. And Jesus stopped preaching.
En Jesus opgehouden te preek.
And went to die on the cross.
En het gegaan om te sterven aan die kruis.
All his preaching.
Al zijn predikatie.
Ended.
Het opgehouden.
Why?
Hoekom?
Why did Jesus stop preaching when he was only 33 years old?
Hoekom had Jesus opgehouden te preek terwijl hij maar net 33 jaar oud was?
Jesus could have lived up to at least 70 or 80 or 90.
Jesus kon geleefd was tot 70 of 80 of 90.
Why, Jesus? Why did you stop preaching? If you had continued preaching, we would have had more stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Hoe kom het die opgehouden preek, Jesus? As jy aangehouden preek het, so is meer verhalen gehad het in Matthäus, Lucas en Marcus en Johannes.
Because Jesus' preaching could not wash away your sins.
Want Jesus' predikatie kon jou sonde wegwas nie.
Yes?
Ja.
The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11, it says, for the life, the power is in the blood.
Jesus said in Leviticus 17, die lewe is in die bloed.
And I have given the blood.
En ik heb die bloed gegeven.
For an atonement for your souls.
Voor verzoening voor jouw zonde.
Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for your sins.
Hebrews 9:22 says, zonder bloedvergieting. Hebrews 9 says, zonder bloedvergieting is daar geen vergifnis van zonde nie.
Yes.
Ja.
Jesus could have preached for 100 years, but what can wash away your sins? Only one thing, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesus kon voor 100 jaar gepreek het, maar wat kan jouw zonde wegwas? Net die bloed van Jesus Christus.
That is why.
Dat is hoekom.
Jesus. On the night when he was betrayed.
En die nacht waar hij verraai was.
He took the cup.
Het hij die beker geneem.
And he said, this is my blood.
En hij zei, dat is mijn bloed.
This is my blood.
Dat is mijn bloed.
This is my blood.
Dat is mijn bloed.
which is shed
wat vir julle
for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world.
Gestort is vir die vergifnis van die sonde van die hele wêreld.
Without the shedding of blood,
sonder bloedvergieting,
your sins,
jou sonde,
my sin,
my sonde,
will never be washed away.
Kan nooit weggewas word nie.
People of Upington,
mense van Upington,
how many of you know that you are sinners?
Hoeveel van julle weet dat julle sondaars?
How many have told a lie before?
Wie het al een van tevore vertel? Steek op je hande.
At the back there, you've told a lie. Lift your hand like
this.
Aan
de achterkant, je hebt al een leugen vertel. Steek
op je hand. Put down your hand. How many have told more than 100 lies before? Since you were born,
Wie het al sinds je geboorte meer dan 100
leugen
vertel? Daar achter.
What about the on the stage, the pastors? How many have told more than 100 lies? Look at the pastors.
Look at the pastors.
So what do we have in Upington? Liars, lot of liars. How many have been jealous before? Let me see your hand. Jealousy. Fall away there, jealousy, lift your hand. What about pastors? Pastors on the stage, jealousy. Wow. How many have stolen something before? What about the pastors? How many of you are thieves? Thieves, look at the thieves on the stage. Singers, thieves.
Singers is ook dieven.
Hey! What do we have in Upington?
Wat heeft ons in Upington?
Jealous, lying thieves.
Jaloerse, leensvertellende dieven.
How many have committed fornication before? Sleeping with somebody is not your wife or your husband. Some of you must lift up two hands and your legs like this.
Wie het al van tevore echt breed gepleegd? Sommige van ons moet al twee ons handen en ons benen oplug.
What about the pastors on the stage?
Wat van die pastoren hier die verhoog?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Maak je oor toe. Maak je oor toe. Maak je oor toe.
Listen.
Luister. Luister.
What can wash away your sins?
Wat kan jouw zonde wegwas?
What can wash away your sins?
Wat kan jouw zonde wegwas?
What can wash away your sins?
Wat kan jouw zonde wegwas?
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Die bloed van Jesus Christus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It reaches. It reaches to the highest mountain.
Die hoogste berg.
Ah, yes. And it flows to the lowest valley. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
The blood, that's Jesus.
That Jesus shed for me.
Way down on Calvary.
Way down on Calvary.
The blood.
The blood that gives me strength.
From day.
is why.
Dat is hoekom.
Can you hear me over there? Far away, can you hear me?
Ik kan u mij hoorden aan die achterkant.
This is why.
Dat is hoekom.
Jesus did not continue preaching.
Dat Jesus nie aangehou het om te preek nie.
But went to the cross.
Maar naar die kruis gegaan het.
To shed his blood.
Om zijn bloed voor ons te
sporen. As a lamb.
As a lamb.
The lamb of God.
Die lam van God.
That takes away the sins of the world.
Waar die zonde van de hele wereld wegvat.
Tonight.
Vanavond.
I want to ask you a question.
Ik wil van je vraag vragen.
Have you found Jesus?
Heb je al Jezus gevonden?
Has his blood washed you?
Heeft zijn bloed je al gewas?
Look at all of us.
Kijk naar allemaal van ons.
Even the pastors.
Zelfs de pastoren.
All of us who preach.
Allemaal van ons wat preek.
We are all dirty.
Ons allemaal is
sinful. What is good about us?
Wat is goed van ons?
We are all filthy.
Ons is allemaal vuil.
Lying, stealing, cheating, jealousy, wickedness, lust, fornication. Which of us is free?
Wie van ons is vrij?
No one.
Niemand.
That is why.
Dat is hoekom.
Christianity is different from every other religion.
Christenskap is veranderd als al die andere geloven.
Because in Christ.
Want in Christus.
You have the opportunity.
Heb jij die kans.
To acknowledge your own wickedness.
Om jouw eigen zonde te erkennen.
And be washed.
En om gewassen te worden.
With the blood.
Met die bloed.
There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Yes.
Ja.
Many years ago.
Bij jaren geleden.
My mother.
My ma.
She showed me one of my father's shirts.
Het zijn een van mijn pa's hemden geweest.
And there were a lot of stains on it.
En hij was bespat.
And she lifted up the shirt. She said, do you know what? Why the stains are here? I said, no, I don't.
En het zijn dat opgelegd en mij gevraagd. Weet je, hoe komen ze hier die spatsels hier? En ik zei, nee, ik weet niet hoe kom niet.
She said, your father likes drinking coconut water from the coconut like this. And it always pours on his shirt. And she told me, coconut water on your shirt, when you wash it with normal soap, it doesn't go.
Your pa had altijd coconut water gedrink. En daar is pas zo zit die coconut water op je hemd. Je krijgt niet die vlekken uit niet.
Hey. It cannot go.
Dat kan net niet uit niet.
When you lie.
Wanneer jij liegt.
When you steal.
Wanneer jij steal.
When you kill.
Wanneer jij doet maar.
It's a stain.
Dat is een vlek.
It cannot go. Even when you pray, it cannot go.
Zelfs als je bent, dat kan niet weg.
Fasting cannot make it go.
Al fasten, dat kan niet weg.
Being good cannot make it go.
Alles is goed, maar dat kan net niet weg.
Being a school prefect cannot make it go.
Alles is school prefect, dat kan het niet wegvatten.
Being a mayor cannot make it go.
Alles is burgemeester, dat kan het niet weg.
Being a doctor cannot make it go.
Alles is dokter, maar dat kan het niet weg.
There is only one thing that can wash the stains of your sins from your life.
Dat is de enige waar die vlekken van je leven kan wegwassen.
That is the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior.
En dat is het bloed van Jesus Christus, jouw redder.
It is called the blood of the Lamb.
Dat wordt genoemd het bloed van de lam.
Yes.
Ja.
There is power in this blood.
Dat is kracht in hier bloed.
That is why I came here.
Dat is waarom ik hier gekomen.
Because one day.
Van een dag.
You will die.
Zal jij sterven.
I will die.
Ik kan ook sterven.
When you die.
Wanneer jij sterft.
You will stand before God.
Zal je voor God staan.
And I don't know what you are going to say.
En ik weet niet wat gaan jij zeggen.
You're going to come with your lies.
Can you come with your lies?
Your mistakes.
Your fault.
Many of us have done many bad things, but only the police haven't caught you.
Je kan bij je slechte dingen gaan doen. De politie is nog net niet gevangen.
But for God, He has seen and written everything.
Maar God heeft alles gezien en neergeschreven.
How many would like to see a video of your life in 1996?
Wie van u wil 'n video van die lewe sien in 1996?
Or 2005?
Of 2005?
What we were doing?
Wat jy gedoen het?
At 9 o'clock in the evening.
9 uur aand.
2006.
2006.
Friday night.
Vrydag aand.
September.
September.
12th.
Die 12de.
Where were you?
Waar was jy?
And here the videos will be playing.
En die film word afgespeeld.
God will have only one question for you.
God gaan net een vraag hê vir jou.
Did you not hear about my son?
Het jy nie gehoor van my seun nie?
How can you come here like this?
Hoe kan jy soos dit hier kom?
You're full of so much. The videos are all here. How could you come like this?
Jy so vol dinge, die videos word nie afgespeel. Hoe kon jy hier aankom soos dit?
God himself will be sad.
God himself sal besluit.
The father will be so sad. You did not hear? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You didn't hear about it? You didn't receive Jesus?
Die vader sal so sleg voel, want God het sy seun gestuur, sodat elkeen wat in hom glo nie verlore kan gaan nie, maar die ewige lewe kan beerwe. Het jy dit dan nie gehoor nie?
And he will have to say, depart from me, go.
En hy sal sê, gaan weg van my af.
Go.
Gaan.
To hell. Tonight, look at my hands.
Kijk naar mijn hand.
God sent me.
God heeft mij gestuurd.
To tell you.
Om je te vertellen.
To bow your knees to
Him. Om je knieën te buigen.
To turn around.
Om te draaien.
And come to the cross.
En naar de kruis te komen.
If you don't bow now,
as in no buig nie,
you will bow.
Jy sal buig.
Because every knee shall bow.
Want elke knie sal buig.
Some will bow too late.
Sommige sal te laat buig.
Bow now.
Buig nou.
Look at my hand.
Kijk naar mijn hand.
God sent me to invite you.
God het mij gestuur om jou te nooi.
To come to Jesus.
Om te komen naar Jezus.
If you are here tonight,
as jy hier is vanavond,
and you want Jesus' blood,
en jy wil Jesus' bloed hê,
to wash you,
om jou te was,
and cleanse you,
en jou te reinig,
and you want to receive Jesus,
en jy wil Jesus ontvang,
as your Savior,
as jou verlosser,
and turn around,
dan draai om,
and come to the cross,
en kom naar die kruis,
then lift up your hand right now,
dan lig jou hand op,
if you want the blood of Jesus,
as jy die bloed van Jesus
to wash away your sins,
om jou sonde weg te was,
then I want to see your hand up,
dan wil ek jou hand op,
and I want you, if you've lifted your hand, to stand up on your feet,
en as jy jou hand opgelig, staan op jou voete.
Very quickly. What can wash away your sins? Your sins. My sins.
My sonde
have made us dirty.
Het ons vuil gemaakt.
We are filthy.
Ons is vuil.
But Jesus is standing here.
Maar Jesus staat hier.
Tonight.
Vanavond.
He says, come to me.
Hij zegt, kom naar mij toe.
Come to me.
Kom naar mij toe.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Allemaal wat vermoeid en belast.
I will give you rest.
Heer, ik zal jou rust geven.
Your hands must be up.
Jouw handen moet opgelegd worden.
Say this prayer after me in English, after we do in Afrikaans. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
No, I cannot hear you. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me.
Please forgive
me. For my lies.
Stealing.
Jealousy, fornication, many things. I cannot say all. They are too many for me to mention. Oh, Jesus, shout it out. Say, Jesus, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Please wash me. Please cleanse me with your blood tonight. I open my heart. I open my heart. Please come into my life. Change me. Forgive me. Wash me, Lord, with your blood. I believe in Jesus. I receive Jesus. I receive the blood of Jesus. Tonight, thank you, Lord. Please cleanse me and write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, tonight I am registering. I am registering. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is. Mention your name. My name is. And your address. Mention your name and your address. Please write this name in the book of life. From tonight. Everybody close your eyes. Say, from tonight. I register in the book of life my name in this book now. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name. From tonight, I am a child of God. From this moment, I am born again. I am born again. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now lift your hand like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. From tonight, I will serve Jesus. I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Hallelujah. Now say after me, Satan. I can't hear you. Say, Satan. Listen carefully. From tonight, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Satan. From today, me and you is finished. Me and you is finished. I belong to Jesus now. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Take out your book. Lift up your book. I gave you a book. Lift up your book. Everybody, take your book out. Wave your two hands with your book. Wave your two hands with your book. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kom ons bid hier in Afrika. Sê, Here Jesus, ek het soveel dinge gedoen waaroor ek nie trots is nie. Ek breek leuns, diefstal, maar vanavond vraag ek u om my te was in die bloed van die lam. Registreer my naam in die boek van die lewe. Was my, reinig my, verander my in Jesus naam. Wij en sê ek is lief van die Here. Wij en sê ek behoort aan die Here. Ek is klaar met die duivel. Sê Satan, ek bestraf jou in Jesus naam. Ek is een kind van die Here. Geef God prijs in die huis. Halleluja.
Halleluja. Wave your books, wave your hand and shout, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I follow Jesus. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. Wow. How many feel blessed to be washed by this wonderful blood of Jesus?
Wow.
is why some people cannot sleep, because of our sins. There are too many. There are people here, you've killed somebody before, but the police didn't catch you. It doesn't make you sleep well. Because you know you are a killer. Tonight, this blood, the blood of Jesus, washes you of all your past sins. And Jesus is telling you, though your sin be red like scarlet, it shall be white as wool. Are you glad the blood of Jesus washes you? There are some young men here. I want to offer you a scholarship to come to Bible school. From this Upington town, I'm going to give you a special scholarship. If God has touched your heart, you want to serve Him, I'm going to give you a scholarship to come to Ghana to Bible school. Amen. After, doctor will be right here. If you are on the right side here, if you are here like that, I was 16 years old when I found Jesus. Yeah. 16. And I have been following Jesus up till today. Yeah. I'm so glad that I found Jesus. God is looking for young men He can use. Yes. God does not want to buy an old car that is no more working. The engine is spoiled. Yes. God also likes new things. I said God also likes new things. Hallelujah. If you are fresh, God wants you before it's too late. How many want to serve Jesus? This is a great opportunity. Amen. Everybody who came, are you going to read the book I gave you? Are you sure? Lift your book, say, I will read it. Lift it up, say, I will read this book. I am following Jesus. I am a serious Christian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for miracles.
Wow.
Stand up, everybody. How many know that Jesus has already done wonderful miracles here?
Stand up, Jesus has already done wonderful miracles here.
You know, because I am a doctor, it took me some time to believe in miracles. But when I started to pray for the sick, and people were healed, I realized I had no explanation than to accept that Jesus is not only a preaching Jesus, but Jesus is also a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's walking actually now through the crowd.
And I stop now here in his car.
Jesus has been spotted around me a number of times.
Jesus was rondom my al gevaar.
I personally haven't seen him.
Ik persoonlijk heb hem nog nooit gezien.
One time I was in Durban.
Op een tijd was ik in Durban.
And when I finished preaching, an elderly white lady called me with her finger like this. She said, "Come here."
En een oudere vrouw heeft met haar vinger zo gewezen heeft mij gezegd, "Kom hier."
When a grandmother calls you, you have to go.
Wanneer een oma je roept, moet je gaan.
She said to me, "Young man."
Ze zei tegen me, "Jong man."
Do you know that when you were preaching, Jesus was walking behind you on the stage? I said, "No, I don't know." She told me, "I see visions clearly in three dimensions, like this, physical. And I saw Jesus walking behind you." And she said, "It is rare."
Sy sê ek sien gesigte in 3 in die derde dimensie en ek het dit gesien hier op die verhoog en dit is 'n werklikheid.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is hier.
Because
want
I cannot heal anybody. I've tried to heal people before but it didn't work.
Ek kan niemand gesond maak. Ek het van tevore probeer maar dit
werk nie. Only Jesus can heal you tonight.
Net Jesus kan jou vanaand gesond maak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said only Jesus can heal you.
Ek sê net Jesus kan jou gesond maak.
Do you believe that he's here to touch your life and change your life? Yes. Father, I thank you for so many wonderful things tonight. You know, there are people here, your life is confused.
Ah,
too bad. But Jesus is healing your soul tonight. Everybody, put your hand on your heart like this. Yes. There are people you've come from terrible homes. Many difficult situations. But Jesus is healing you in your soul. Father, I ask for miracles now. Heal every soul. Heal the emotions. Heal the will. Heal the mind. Of your wonderful people. Touch with your great power. Take away confusion and madness. And murder. Take it away, Lord. Drug addictions. Alcoholism. Smoking. Drugs. We cast that thing. We bind the spirit of drugs and alcoholism and murder and wickedness and gang violence. In the name of Jesus the Savior.
Now from Jesus the Verlosser.
Come out of Upington. We dislocate you. We dislodge you. We dispossess you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now place your hand wherever your sickness is.
Set your hand wherever your sickness.
Whatever problem you came with tonight.
Wat 'n probleem jy ook al mee gekom
het. Miracles are happening right now. Somebody just got healed in the eye.
Iemand het nou net in die oog gesond geword.
You cannot see but you put your hand on your eye quickly.
Jy kan nie sien nie maar
something is happening.
Yes,
I've been healed right now.
Doofheid word nou genees in Jesus.
Heart attack, cardiac pain in the heart.
Pain in the heart.
And heart disease.
Heart problem.
Heart disease.
Heart problem.
God is giving you a new heart.
God gee jou 'n nuwe hart.
God is giving you a new heart.
God gee jou 'n nuwe hart.
Next time you go for a checkup, they will tell you your heart is new.
Wanneer weer gaan vir 'n check-up aan hier, jou hart is nie.
Receive your healing.
Ontvang jou genesing.
A woman here has been healed in the breast.
'N Vrou hier word genees aan haar bors.
Receive it.
Ontvang dit.
Put your hand wherever the pain is.
Set your hand where the pain is.
Arthritis is disappearing.
Arthritis verdwyn.
Whatever represents cancer in your life, I cast it tonight. Go and dissolve in Jesus' name.
Kanker ek vervloek jou in die naam van Jesus. Gaan uit.
Somebody carried you here.
Iemand het jou tot hier gedra.
You could not walk.
Jy kon nie geloop het nie.
Receive your healing now.
Ontvang jou genesing nou.
I said receive strength.
Ek sê ontvang krag.
Rise now, rise.
Staan op nou.
Rise.
Staan op.
And be healed.
En word genees.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Power is flowing.
Die krag vloei.
I see a river of power.
Ek sien 'n rivier van krag.
Flowing.
Wat vloei.
Receive it.
Ontvang dit.
Receive it.
Ontvang dit.
Pains are going.
The pain verdwijnt.
Wickedness is going.
Goddeloosheid verdwijnt.
Come out, Satan.
Kom uit, Satan.
Dwarf spirits.
Rondwarende
geesten.
Wicked
spirits.
Goddeloosheid verdwijnt.
Evil spirits from the mountains.
Boze geesten van het jaar.
I cast you.
Ik vervloek jou.
Go out in Jesus' name.
Kom uit in Jesus' name.
Come out of the people now.
Kom uit die mensen nou.
Receive your healing.
Ontvang jouw genezing.
Miracles are taking place.
Wonderwerken van plaats.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dank je, Jesus.
Everybody lift your hands right now and thank God.
Elkeen lig jou hand op en begin die Here te prys.
Everywhere.
Ja, oral.
He's the Lord that healeth us tonight.
Hy is die Here wat ons gesond maak vanaand.
Thank you.
Right now,
op hierdie oomblik,
begin to check yourself.
Begin jou self na te gaan.
Whatever problem you came with,
watter probleem ook al mee gekom het,
you are not going home with it tonight.
Jy gaan nie dat saam met dit huis toe
nie.
Nee.
Jesus' power is here.
Jesus se krag is hier.
Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it now.
Wat jy nie van tevore kon gedoen het, jy glo met nou te doen.
You couldn't walk.
Jy kon nie loop nie.
Rise and be healed.
Staan op en word gesond.
You had a pain.
Die pijn.
Check it right now.
Onderzoek het nou.
You couldn't see.
Jy kon nie sien nie.
Open your eyes.
Maak jou oë oop.
Something has happened.
Iets het gebeur.
Jesus' power is here.
Jesus se krag is
oh,
hier.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Dank je, Here.
Thank you for your power.
Dank je voor je kracht.
Thank you for your healing.
Dank je voor je genezing.
Thanks for your mercy.
Dank je voor je genade.
Tonight is a night of great miracles.
Vanavond is je aan van goede
wonderwerken.
Werken.
Right now.
No.
How many? Know that God has touched you tonight. How many believe that God has touched you? Oh, far away. God bless you. Now, if God has touched you tonight, maybe you had a pain, the pain is gone. If God has touched you tonight, you sense that the power of God has come upon your life and something has happened. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, come to me. Come quickly. Walk to the front.
Stap naar voren.
Wherever you are.
Waar je ook al is.
Far away over there.
Daar hier achter.
Far away over there.
Daar hier achter.
Down here.
Hiervoor.
At the back.
Hier in de achterkant.
Check yourself very quickly.
Onderzoek jezelf bij je vandaag.
Something wonderful has happened.
Iets wonderlijks is gebeurd.
There is a woman with a breast healing now.
Dat is een vrouw wat zijn borst genezen.
God has touched your breast.
God heeft je borst aangeraakt.
You will not die.
Onderzoek het, jij zal
you will live.
Niet. Jij zal leven.
Miracles are happening.
Wonderwerken gebeuren.
As I am speaking.
Terwijl ik hier praat.
Wonderful miracles.
Wonderlijke wonderwerken.
Quickly.
Vinnig.
Wherever you are.
Waar je ook al is.
Come to the front.
Kom naar voren.
If Jesus has touched you.
Als de Heer jou aangeraakt.
Come right now.
Kom nou.
Come right now.
Kom nou.
Come right now.
Kom nou.
Something is happening.
Iets het gebeur.
Something is happening.
Iets het gebeur.
It's too fantastic.
Dat is te fantastisch.
It's too wherever you are, you may be far away. If God has done something, whatever it is, come all the way to the frontier. So many miracles are taking place.
Als daar je achter niets van jou gebeurt, kom vinnig naar voren. Zo bij je wonderwerken gebeuren hier vandaan.
What a run, 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 what a
Everybody standing, please. Everybody standing. God is doing wonderful things.
God doen wonderlijke dingen.
Place your hand on your head right now.
Zet je hand op je hoofd nu.
Father, I thank you for miracles.
Heer, ik dank je voor wonderwerken.
Healings.
Genezings.
Virtue. Your power.
Je kracht, Heer.
Going through.
Wat vloei.
I command the evil spirits.
Ik beveel die boze geest.
That have plagued the people.
Wat die mensen plaag.
In Upington.
In Upington.
And around Upington.
In rondom Upington.
Come out.
Kom uit.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the
name of Jesus.
Be free.
Wees free.
Say I am free.
Zeg ik is free.
Lift your hand. Say I am free.
Leg je hand op en zeg ik is free.
I am free. From evil spirits.
Van boze geesten.
In the name of Jesus.
In
the
name of Jesus.
Wave your hand and say thank you, Jesus.
Wave your hand and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wave two hands and say thank you, Jesus.
Wave all three hands and say thank you, Jesus.
For healing.
For genezing.
After tonight.
Na vanavond.
Your life is going to be very different.
Jouw leven zal helemaal veranderd worden.
Do you know that God? Did you see the rainbow over there?
Heb je die regenboog haar gezien?
I believe that it's a sign.
Ik geloof dat het teken.
Because there were two rainbows.
Want er was twee regenboog.
Two blessings.
Twee zegeningen.
For Upington.
En Upington.
Two blessings.
Twee zegeningen.
God is blessing Upington.
God zegen Upington.
God is blessing Upington.
God zegen Upington.
God is blessing Upington.
God zegen Upington.
Salvation.
Verlossing.
Turn around.
Draai om.
Spiritually.
Geestelijk.
And physically.
En fysisch.
Lift your hand and say thank you, Jesus.
Leg je hand en zeg dank je, Jesus.
For the blessings.
Voor de zegeningen.
And the healings.
En die wonderwerken.
For Upington.
En Upington.
In the name of Jesus.
In de naam van Jesus.
BDR, what do we have?
Evangelist. Evangelist, this young lady was deaf in her left ear.
Deaf.
Deaf. She has her hearing aid in her hand.
Wow.
Tonight, after the prayer, she has been healed.
Wow.
She took out the hearing aid and she can hear clearly from the ear.
Wow. Is it true, my dear?
Is it far? Are you well? Yes. She can hear.
Can you hear?
Can you hear?
Which side was not good? Close the other side. Can you hear?
Can you hear?
Doctor, shout for her behind. Put a microphone. Wow. This is a little girl. Does she speak English? How do you say Jesus in Afrikaans? Jesus. Come and say some African word. We don't know. What African word do we know? Teach us Afrikaans, please.
Thank you.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Say now.
Is this her mother? Who are you?
I'm her mother. Her mother is my sister. Yeah.
She has also been healed evangelist. She couldn't lift her right hand.
Wow. Wow.
And I have chronic pain and I'm using depression medication for 6 years now. And tonight I could lift my arm like this.
Wow.
I could only lift it like this.
You could only lift it like this.
Yes, like this.
The demon of depression is rebuked and is gone out of you in Jesus' name. Little girl, what's your name? How do you say what is your name? What is your name?
Turaida.
Wow. Has Jesus done something for you?
Heeft Jesus voor jou iets gedaan? Heeft Jesus jou gezond gemaakt?
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Say now, Jesus, yeah. I have no hope of us, the Lord. Say now, Jesus, yeah.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this man experienced a stroke in November.
Stroke?
Yes, and from then on, he could not lift his arm.
Wow.
Tonight, after the prayer, you said he should do what he could not do. Then he did it. Lift your hand. Not been able to do this.
Let him tell us. What happened to you, sir?
I have a stroke in December.
And you couldn't do what? What happened? Tell us. And tonight, what happened?
My arm can't go up like this.
Your arm could only go up like this?
Only this is.
Wow.
Now it's gone up.
Wow.
Wow.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
It's the stroke.
Stroke.
Yes.
And he's lifting up his arm.
Yes.
When a person has a stroke, the leg and the arm go. You can't move it.
Hold
this side. Lift it up again. Wow. Could not do that. Thanks, Jesus, for your miracle power tonight. Wow. Give the Lord a clap. What is this video?
Evangelist, this lady had a lump in her right breast. After the prayer, evangelist, the lump has disappeared.
How long has this lump been there?
I think for more than a year.
And were you scared?
Yes, I was really scared. Saturday, I went to a friend of mine who also had breast cancer. She died. I was at a funeral. So I was afraid. But now Jesus has saved my life. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Did you check her breast?
I checked her breast. There is no lump in her breast.
This is a doctor. She came all the way from Memphis, United States of America. And she's here just for the crusade. And you checked her breast?
I checked her breast, evangelist. There is no lump in her
breast. No lump. Why don't you give the Lord a little dance and a little wow? You said you just came from your friend who had breast cancer and died. And how did it...
She died a week ago.
She died a week ago?
Yes.
Wow. Your friend?
Yes.
So you understand what Jesus has done for you today?
Yes, I know. And I will devote my life to Jesus from today.
Wow.
I speak say ya.
Evangelist, this lady is amazed at what has happened to her.
Why is she amazed?
She's been suffering from severe pain in her left ankle. It got painful and swollen for 6 years. She came tonight limping, but the power of God touched her and suddenly the pain is gone.
What happened to you?
I was pregnant 6 years ago and I fell by the trap and I got my ankle zeer gemaakt. Die dokter het gesê daar's niks fout met my nie. My het gepyn en elke keer ek het pille gebruik, die pyn gaan nie weg nie. Maar vanaand toe ek hier kom doen, ek bid, genees die Here my van die pyn.
It's gone. For 6 years. Doctor, what is this kind of pain?
It's likely to be osteoarthritis.
Thank Jesus for your power. Thank you, Jesus.
It's likely to be osteoarthritis of the ankle joint. Yes.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not.
You're not surprised. You expected it. God bless you for your faith. Hallelujah. Thanks, Jesus. Wow, fantastic.
Evangelist, this lady has walked with this crutch for many years. Tonight, after the prayer, she just realized she could walk without it. So she came up front and left the crutch behind and came up front without her crutch.
Show us, somebody hold her back for her. Show us how you used to walk with the crutch before. Show us.
Wijs hoe het jy geloop sonder die kruk van tevore. Wijs gou vir ons. Hoe het jy geloop met die kruk van tevore?
What did she say?
She walked with a crutch. A new stuff. She couldn't walk.
Ja, my knie was stijf geweest.
A new stuff.
Die dokter sê die knieskyf het geverskuif.
The doctor said that there's
something in the knee. En het was toch te pijnrig geweest, maar ik kan hem nou.
And it was, they said, too many things, too much pain in the
knee. I can't wonder.
Throw the thing away. Walk and let's see now. Come on.
Stay down. Let's see.
Wonderful healing, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for this powerful healing, Lord. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this lady had brain cancer.
Brain cancer?
Yes. And she's been in pain, headache, terrible. She came here with the pain. Said after the prayer, the brain has just disappeared.
You had a brain tumor?
I'm having brain cancer since last year. It's not finished yet. So when we came here, I said to my mom, I'm having bad brain aches. And my mom said, okay, let me give you 2 painfuls. I said to her, no. How can I come to a place that's supposed to take my brain, my pains away and drink 2 painfuls? She said, okay. And then as we pray and we go on, then it's like just something happened and the pain just go out of my head.
Wow.
So, man.
How many believe that brain cancer is being healed? This lady was
right
diagnosed.
Now, it's
this
cool.
lady was diagnosed it last is. Year. One wow. year. She's wow. been diagnosed for 1 year. She was having terrible pains. She's had a surgery. They cut your head.
Oh, it's yeah. starting to grow now again.
Yeah. Stretch out your hand, Jesus.
And they were giving her pills.
Jesus.
Wow.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Evangelist, this is a pastor. He suffered 2 separate heart attacks. Tonight wow. he came to the campaign with pain in the chest.
Wow.
As you pray, he put his hand there, and the pain in his heart is gone.
Wow. Maybe. Heart attacks, yes.
Yeah. 1980. From 1980.
Heart attack.
2 heart attacks. Not far away. And tonight, when at the time I'm coming here, my wife, I take my wife's shoulder, and she takes me in here. And now, I haven't got pain.
Pain is gone.
Yes.
Doctor, what is this pain?
It's called myocardial infarction. Pain in the heart.
This is a doctor from Ghana, a specialist. Yes.
It's a myocardial infarction. There are different degrees, but that is what causes the pain.
Wow.
And sometimes, it can be even a
I felt
pain.
Tonight God was healing somebody with a heart attack. I normally don't mention. Father, thank you for healing this pastor. Giving him a new heart.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Evangelist, for 6 or 7 years, this lady could not lift her left arm. Tonight, as you were praying, she said she heard a cracking sound in her arm, and then suddenly She could lift her arm. She could lift her arm. She could not do this before.
Is it true? Tell us.
Yes. It was very painful, my arm.
Your arm was very painful.
And now it stopped.
And you can lift it.
Thanks God for the miracle. And I thank you. You come to for us. You know how many years I pray for my house. It's very things happen with me and my children. And I know God helped them.
Wow.
They will be all right.
Jesus, thank you for your wonderful miracles. For her family, for her arm, in Jesus' name. Wow, look at the wheelchair. What is this?
Evangelist, since 2004, this woman has had severe pain in this arm. She could not even wash. Just to wash was a problem.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God touched
the
hand. She can move the hand now.
Wow, is the pain gone? Doctor, what is this?
Osteoarthritis.
Thank you, Lord.
Shoulder joint.
Evangelist, this lady had hip replacement. And then she needed another hip to be replaced. Could not walk with others. Tonight is the first time that she's left us. And she's walking with us.
Okay, let's see.
First time. Hip replacement.
What a wonderful. How were you walking before? Show us.
Oh, look at that.
Without crutches, like this. And now let's see. Straight.
Jesus.
Wow.
This lady had a lump in the breast. Not only that, but her breast was swollen and she was in pain. Tonight, when you are praying, you'll notice that the pain has left, the lump has left, and the swell has come down.
Has somebody checked her?
Yes.
Did you check this lady? Check before you bring this breast.
Yes.
What is this lady?
That's her wheelchair. Evangelist, that's a wheelchair. That's a wheelchair, Evangelist.
Wow. She came out of the wheelchair.
She came out of the wheelchair.
Yeah. Jesus, the mighty God,
God
of the
healer. And she was walking.
This way, can she turn around?
That's the mother.
Whose mother?
Grandma.
Grandma.
Yes.
Turn around.
This is the grandmother of this lady.
Yes.
This lady was in this wheelchair. And my grandmother, what happened?
Mama, wat het met haar gebeur inderdaad? Kijk, zij heeft die geroep en die reis toe geroep. Het zo die reis loop, maar het is nog beweeg, maar allemaal loop op toe. Maar hij loopt alleen, maar die dokters het gezegd, aan die plekken, zal maken ze niet kan lopen. Maar hij gelooft dat die Heer dat
she,
kan
she got a problem with her hip, and yeah. The doctor says she can never walk.
Wow. She can never walk?
Never walk.
Walk, let's see.
Stop.
This one was in the wheelchair. The doctor says she can never walk.
Wow.
Give Jesus a name.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist, I saw this woman being carried here tonight. This is the bed.
Put the bed here. Put the bed. Open it up.
She's been lying on this for 1 year. She has never been able to move. Tonight, when you pray, the power of God starts there. For the first time, she was able to sit up on the bed.
For the first time.
For the first time, she has never sat like this since she got paralyzed. Strength came into her body, and she's sitting up tonight.
Can she stand?
She's not stood.
But she can
sit. She's not sat.
Is that her daughter?
Grandmother. It's my grandmother.
Grandmother? What was wrong with your grandmother?
She just lay there. Don't know what to do. But I think Jesus.
What happened tonight?
She's sitting.
She's sitting just like this. I can't believe it.
Her mother has been lying,
I'm so happy.
And she lies down all the time. So even coming to the crusade, she has to be brought in her bed because she never comes out of the bed. And tonight, she is sitting in a chair. Why don't you give Jesus
a
mighty
hand? For you are great. You do me.
You a question, please. How many of you go out with your bed?
Wie van julle gaat uit met jou bed uit die huis?
How many of you go out with your bed?
Wie gaan met sy bed by sy huis uit?
Like you have to go with the bed.
Je kan niet zonder je bed. Je moet met je bed.
You go out lying in your bed. You come back in your bed and you stay in your bed.
Je gaat uit met je bed. Jij komt weer terug en je blijft net in je bed.
Because you cannot sit or stand at all. And today, she's sitting, and I know she's going to stand.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for a wonderful miracle. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow.
Apparently she's for 2 years. Apparently she's due for surgery in February. February the 9th. But the lump has disappeared.
They were going to cut her breast
and take out the lump. But the lump has disappeared. I examined her right now. There is no lump in her breast.
Wow.
Yes.
This is a doctor from United States, America.
Dat is een dokter van de Verenigde Staten van Amerika.
And you checked her breast?
I checked her breast, evangelist. There is no lump in her breast.
Why don't you
they
come tonight?
Young.
Every woman, put your hand on your breast. Let me pray for your breast.
Elke vrouw, zet je hand op je borst.
Father, we block every cancer from any breast, either today, tomorrow, in the future. We pray for safety for every breast. Here in the name of Jesus, let your angel block every cancer demon, cancer angel, cancer wickedness coming to anyone here. I ask it and I pray in the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted, Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Why are you happy?
God will show me my illness and you make me ill.
Because God will do what?
God will show me my illness and you make me ill.
Make
him
ill.
God will make her heal.
Make her heal.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Say ya. 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 Say ya.
Our father here could not see properly.
Could not see.
Could not see properly. He says he could not see anything that was far. But now he can see everything. He's even pointing to people, telling us what they are wearing and all
see?
That.
Can you see?
Can he see?
Yeah.
Yes.
What could you not do before? Tell us. What could you not do
what
before?
Wat kan hy van tevore gedoen het?
Ek kan nie mooi gaan sien het.
I cannot see.
En ek kan.
Yes.
Die liggaam pyn
waar?
Pyn in die liggaam.
En baie pyn en he got many pain, much pain in his body.
Much pain. Can you see me now?
Ja, nou kan ek sien.
Can you see my hands?
Ja, ek sien.
Wat doen Bishop nou?
Ja.
Wat doen Bishop?
Ek sien nou mooi.
Ja. Kan jy sy hand sien?
Ja, wie die hand mooi sien.
He can see you clearly.
What do I look like?
Ek sien jou hand mooi.
Ek sien jou hand clearly.
He can see my hand?
Ja.
Wow. I should have learned Afrikaans before I came here. Father, thank you for your wonderful miracle. Give Jesus a clap and a shout.
Evangelist, this lady was nursing her father who has Alzheimer's disease, and then she developed back problems.
Back pain.
And knee pain.
Wow.
And so she was bent over, she couldn't stand straight.
Is it true?
Yes. This afternoon when I come here, I had still the pain here in my knee, in my back. I was bent.
How were you bent? Show us how you were bent. How are you walking?
How are you walking? Like this.
Sure.
They told me to get up, but I can't. The pain is too heavy. But I thank God tonight you are doing the healing in my body. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Say now. Thank you.
To stand up straight, but she could not. Isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I can't stand up straight. I have to walk like this. Then my sister was here this week, and she told me, no man, walk up straight. I can't, because the pain is too much. And I thank God tonight, when the evangelist was praying, I feel the healing through my body. And I thank God tonight. I'm looking after my father. He's 90 years old. He is Alzheimer. The doctor sent him back last week. Sunday he told me they can do nothing for him. And I must look after him. I must bathe him. And when I finish bathing him and put on the kimbi, I have to come up like this, and I have to first cover my back, and because I can't. But now I can do my father with pleasure.
He's the miracle working God. He's the miracle working God.
Evangelist, a similar miracle. This man also for 7 years has had severe back pain. He could not bend down.
Wow.
Tonight God touched him.
Thank you,
bend,
Lord.
And he's healed.
Quickly now.
1984. He's had a problem with the knee.
Knee
tonight,
healing.
Tonight.
Bend your knee. What
he could
happened?
Not do that.
What happened?
Yes.
Wat het gebeur met u?
Ek het 84. Maar die sok was hier gekry. Ek het gelewe met die pyn tot met nou vanaand toe. Nou voel die pyn is nou weg. Ek kan hardloop, ek kan hardloop.
Wow.
In 1984, he hurt himself playing
soccer.
And he left with the pain ever since, up until tonight.
Are you a soccer player?
Yeah, I was a soccer player.
Striker?
Striker, yeah.
Defender?
And then no defender, striker.
Striker.
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I could play soccer. Thank you, Lord. In
everybody
Jesus.
Shout Jesus. Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus.
Evangeline, back pain healed. She couldn't bend over. She couldn't squat. But tonight she has been healed.
Let her tell us what happened.
Wat het er gebeur?
Ek het 'n stroke gekry en toe raak die stroke my hart in. Nou eintlik ek lê aan hart.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And she and it also touched her heart.
Wow.
She got heart problem also.
Wow.
The doctor said she has a failing heart.
Failing heart.
Yes.
Mama, what happened to you today?
Maar ja, ik heb een pijn in de borst. En alles dat er weer gebeurd is, dat is
de... A pain in the breast. But after you pray,
pain
you don't heal.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Crowds of line, the name.
Lower abdominal pain heals.
Heal tonight. Thanks, Jesus.
To see this man.
Generalized bodily pain healed tonight.
Pain is healed. Thanks, Jesus.
Just
she was lame in the back for several years.
She was what?
A jaar geleden kreeg ik pijn in mijn rug. Raak ik 7 maanden verlamd. Toen opstaan, toen val mijn been gaat.
Pijn in the back. And then she got
en
paralyzed
for 7 years. Pijn weggevat.
She couldn't do what for 7 years?
She was paralyzed for 7 years.
Paralyzed?
Yeah.
For 7 years.
And what happened today?
De pijn is weg. Ik kon niet gaan staan natuurlijk.
Pain
is back.
Is gone. She couldn't stand, but she's standing now.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap
for her. 7 years.
7 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Paralyzed for 7 years.
Crowds of line, the narrow street.
Come quickly.
To see this man from Galilee.
Jesus, thank you.
Just a carpenter's son today.
You are what? Watch me, watch me.
The doctor say, I've got heart. And my lungs have inflammation. Now I sit there.
Your lungs.
Now you sit there, yeah?
Because every night I can't sleep. If I sleep, I must sit with the...
Ah, because of your heart condition.
Yeah.
And what happened to you today?
I smell, it's like something broke here.
Wow. That is a heart disease. You cannot lie flat. You have to sit up when you have a failing heart.
Smell blood. Blood. And like fix, when I sit there, it's like something will make up inside of me.
Wow.
I don't know what.
Jesus, thanks for your healing tonight.
Your healing.
Quickly.
Out of line, the narrow street.
Receive your touch.
Jesus.
Receive your touch.
To see this man from Galilee.
Jesus. Jesus.
Just a carpenter someday. Leading fools astray. Yet many need.
Thank you.
She can't sleep during the night.
Jesus, you are
sleep your healing.
And in his eyes, they glimpse the power that sees the heart of all men. For he knows the Father's mind.
Jesus.
He speaks the Father's word.
Jesus.
When he comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord.
Thanks, Jesus.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus.
Blessed is he who comes.
Thanks, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
What?
The 10 pounds fell on me while I was preaching the gospel. And I got terrible headaches from time to time. I was sometimes afraid to sleep, but through the grace of God, I'm still alive and well. Even this morning, while I was preaching, several people came to the Lord.
That is a blessing.